All right, turn with me in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14, the Bible says in verse 9, "Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor." And the subject I want to preach on today is the fact that sin is not funny. Sin is not funny. So the Bible says that fools make a mock at sin. You know, when we see in this world today, the thing that people commonly joke about and make light of, and the things that people make mockery of, are things that are actually serious. You know, sin, things that could destroy our life, things that are dangerous to our life. You know, if you turn on the television today, the comedy of this world is making jokes about fornication, making jokes about sodomy, about drunkenness, things like that. And we shouldn't be like the people of this world, because the Bible says that if you make a mock at sin, that makes you a fool. Now, what mocking is to make light of something, to not take something seriously, right? So the Bible says that, you know, we need to take these things seriously. Now turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 29, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers." So the Bible tells us that we should not be speaking of things which are corrupt. And if you jump down to chapter 5, it goes into a little bit more detail. In chapter 5, verse 3, the Bible says, "But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks." So the Bible tells us that, you know, we need to avoid these things, about speaking lightly of fornication and uncleanness and filthy things. And even many Christians, you know, fall into this error of joking about, making dirty jokes, talking about things which are not, you know, right to talk about. It says that these things should not even be once named among us. It says neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting. Now, what's jesting? It's speaking of something for amusement. You know, some people get amusement out of talking about, you know, these things. Again, you know, the world, they make comedy out of joking about fornication, joking about drunkenness, joking about all kinds of manners of sins. But the Bible says that we should not speak of these things, not let corrupt communication proceed out of our mouths, but rather we need to speak of those things which are edifying. Later down in verse 12, it says, "For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret." So it's a shameful thing to talk about these things. Now, instead of having an attitude about this sin that, you know, instead of making light of it, instead of making mockery of these things, you know, we need to treat these things seriously. How many times does the Bible tell us to be sober-minded? In Titus chapter 2, it says to the aged men, to the young men, to the aged women, to the young women, all kinds of people, it says to be sober, to be sober-minded. Now, what does being sober mean? It means to be serious. And we need to take things seriously. We need to not always be joking around and jesting and things like that. Now, there's nothing wrong with laughing. There's nothing wrong with having fun once in a while, but there is definitely something wrong with speaking of these things wickedly, you know, making a joke, making mockery out of sin. Now turn with me to Psalm 97. Psalm 97. The Bible says in verse 10, "Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked." And it also says in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. So as Christians, we need to hate evil. Again, not make mockery out of it, not think it's just something that we can just talk of without, you know, any consequences. We need to treat it as something that's serious. We need to be sober-minded. We need to not make a mockery out of sin. Okay? Don't be like this world. Don't try to treat it as something that's not serious, because it can be dangerous. You know, fornication is dangerous. Why would we make dirty jokes? Why would we? That's not something that God likes. God hates fornication. God hates sodomy. God hates drunkenness. And yet people make jokes about these things. We need to stop doing that as Christians, and rather we need to hate evil. All right, let's pray. Father, Lord, thank you for giving me the opportunity to preach, Lord, and please bless all these preachers tonight. Help us, God, to be able to preach your word. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, God, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Good job. Next.